Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some more 15 other American expressions that are commonly used in the United States. This is part two. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. The first expression is, it really hit me. And if an idea or thought hits you, you suddenly think of it. Or it can also mean that you suddenly understand the meaning of something. For example, only when I got divorced, it hit me that my life would never be the same again. Only when we are in lockdown, it hit me and I realized that I could lose people I love because of COVID-19. And if a situation or experience hits you hard, it makes you so upset that you have difficulty dealing with it. For example, the divorce hit him very hard. He has been depressed ever since his wife left him. Her death has hit us all very hard. The next common expression is might as well, and this is used to suggest doing something often when there is nothing better to do. In other words, if you say that you might as well do something, it means that you're going to do something even though you're not excited or really have a strong desire to do it. For example, let's say that your flight is delayed for 6 hours because of the weather conditions. It will not be worth it to go back home, so you will just have to wait at the airport for 6 hours. You could say, we might as well go window shopping into duty free to kill time. This means that we have nothing better to do. The next example, let's say that you borrowed the car from your parents and you accidentally scratched it but didn't tell your parents. You just told it to your older brother, and your brother could say, you might as well tell them the truth. Sooner or later, they're going to see the scratch. And the last example, you can ask your friend, hey, do you want to watch a movie? And he could say, I'm not doing anything productive right now, so I might as well. The next common expression is, I can't help it. And if you can't help something, you are not able to stop something or control yourself. For example, I can't help feeling sorry for the poor man. Or a friend could say to you, stop laughing about my new haircut, and you could say, sorry, I can't help it, it's just so funny. Or let's say that you've been humming a song over and over. It's starting to annoy your friend, so he could say to you, can you just drop it? And you could say, I can't help myself, it's just that the song is really catchy. The next common expression is, bear with me. And this means to be patient with someone or something, and it is used as a polite way of asking someone to be patient while you do or finish something. For example, this podcast will be a bit longer than usual and I may get carried away because I love this topic, but please bear with me. This means please be patient. If you just bear with me for a few more minutes, you will have all the paperwork finished. Just bear with me while I finish downloading this file. The next common expression is to be off the hook, and this means having escaped from a difficult situation or punishment. Let's say that an expensive watch was stolen. You accuse a guy named Jack from stealing it, and the police sent him to court. But after some days, they found out that it was another guy named Brian who stole the watch. So the police could say, we found the guy who stole the watch, and we know you are innocent. You're off the hook, Jack. Another example, let's say that a student has been misbehaving and they start running around the classroom. The teacher gets mad and sends him, that naughty student, to the principal. The principal turned out to be really nice and says to him, I will let you off the hook this time, but don't do it again. It can also mean that you no longer have an obligation or responsibility. For example, your friend could ask you, can you look after my dog while I'm on vacation? And you agree to do it. But the next day, your friend calls you and says that her mother will be taking care of the dog and that you won't have to look after him. She could say, you're off the hook now. This means that you no longer have a responsibility or obligation. The next informal expression is, it slipped my mind. And if something slipped your mind, you forget about it. It's simple as that. It just means to forget about something. For example, you could say to a friend, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. It just slipped my mind. Or let's say that your husband asked you to pick up the groceries at the supermarket on your way home after work. When you arrive home and your wife asks you, "Did you pick up the groceries?" and you forgot, you could say, "It totally slipped my mind. I'm off to the supermarket to pick them up." And the last example, let's say that you should have replied to a call from your friend, but you forgot about it. Your friend could text you and say, "Hey, you forgot to call me back." And you could say, "Sorry, it totally slipped my mind. This means I totally forgot about it." The next informal expression is, "It crossed my mind." And if an idea or something crosses your mind, you think about it for a short time. For example, someone could ask you, "What was the first thing that crossed your mind when you won the contest?" Or someone could ask you, "Have you thought about trying meditation to calm your anxiety?" And you could reply, "It crossed my mind, but I never gave it a shot." In the last example, you could say, "I asked the girl at the bar to go out on a date, but she turned me down. She told me that she was engaged. It never crossed my mind that she might be married, especially because she looked really young and was alone at the bar." The next common expression is to let your guard down. And this means to relax and stop being careful or alert or looking out for danger. For example, ever since he was assaulted, he never let his guard down because he trusts no one. Or you could say that you go to a neighborhood with your friend and the people look very suspicious and it looks like a very poor area. You're looking frightened and holding tightly to your purse. Your friend could say, "Let your guard down. The village is poor, but the people are really nice." And the last example, if there was an assault recently in a neighborhood, the governor of that neighborhood could say, "Folks, don't let your guard down. Stay wary when you go outside and remember to lock your door when you leave." The next common expression is to phone something in. And to phone something in means to do something with low enthusiasm and putting almost no effort. Basically, to do something unwillingly or with little interest and effort. For example, "I'm so tired and I have a terrible hangover. I'm just going to phone it in today." This means I'm just going to work but do it without effort or interest. Another example, you could say, "One of the actors in the play was just phoning it in and the director told him to get his act together and perform better." In the last example, "The person who received my complaint was just phoning it in. He wasn't supportive at all and told me that he couldn't do anything. How inconsiderate of him." The next common expression is ebbs and flow, and this is used to describe something that changes in a regular and repeated way. Often it's about level or amount. You could say that your income ebbs and flow or that the dollar value ebbs and flow. Here are some examples. Something that is a trend today probably won't be a trend any longer in 5 years. That's just the ebbs and flow of fashion. "My creativity ebbs and flows." This means that sometimes I feel inspired, but then this inspiration decreases. And the last example, he's really fickle. One day he's happy and out of a sudden he's sad. His mood ebbs and flows. The next common expression is your go-to. And as a noun, it refers to something that you rely on consistently. This can refer to any item or object or thing which is the most commonly used or which you use without having to think about it. For example, "My go-to shoes are New Balance and I use them in both informal and formal situations." "My go-to snack is an apple and almonds." "My go-to outfit is some comfy pants and a basic t-shirt." In the last example, Starbucks is his go-to cafeteria because it's fast, practical, and the coffee tasted great. The next common expression is just a tad, and this simply means just a little. For example, someone could ask you, "Do you want chocolate mousse?" And you could say, "Just a tad," and this means just a little. The next example, "Can you turn the music just a tad?" "Can I have just a tad of cream, please, for my coffee?" The next common expression is to be up to no good. And if someone is up to no good, they're doing or planning bad things. It can be something small, such as a child making a mess, or something more serious like someone planning to rob the bank. For example, a mother could say, "I haven't heard from my 3-year-old son. I'm sure he's up to no good and getting into a mischief. Our last president was such a criminal. He's probably still up to no good trying to plan how to steal even more money from his supporters." And the last example, "I can't really trust him. He's always up to no good." The next common expression, which is actually a phrasal verb, is to be fed up. And this means to be annoyed or bored by something that you have experienced for too long. For example, you could say, I'm fed up with your music. Let me pick the playlist so you can listen to real music. He's fed up with his job and therefore is planning to quit. But first, he wants to save enough money. I'm fed up with your behavior. Stop acting like a child. The next common expression is to get something out of your way. And this means to finish something that is a bit boring, unpleasant, and maybe difficult. For example, before I prepare dinner, I have to get the cleanup and chores out of my way. I like to get my school projects out of the way on a Friday night so I can enjoy the weekend. The next common idiom is to get something out of your system. And if you get something out of your system, you get rid of a preoccupation or anxiety, and so you begin to feel less worried or angry about it. Basically, it just means to get rid of a negative feeling. For example, whatever you're feeling when you talk about it, it gets it out of your system. If something awful happens to you, at least you can write about it. I'm sure that helps to get it out of your system. However, it also has a second meaning, and this means that you really want or desire to do something, and by doing it, you get rid of the desire and don't want to do it anymore. You get it out of your system. For example, I've wanted to go to Paris since I was a little girl. I'm gonna visit France and go to Paris this summer to get it out of my system. He's been talking about skydiving for so long. I'm glad he's finally going to get it out of his system. And the last expression for today, which is actually not an expression but an informal adjective, is quirky. And quirky is an adjective that means unusual in an attractive and interesting way. For example, a quirky person is kind of like Phoebe on Friends, or someone has a quirky personality or sense of humor, you could say. Quirky comes from the noun quirk, which refers to an unusual habit or part of someone's personality or something that is strange and unexpected. For example, you have to get used to other people's quirks and tics. He's full of strange quirks. And I'm gonna leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Lily Collins, and it goes like this. I've realized the quirky things that make you different are what makes you beautiful. I love this quote. Well, and that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!